Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about International Men's Day, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit more about why it doesn't matter. But it does matter, but why it doesn't matter. Now, yes, that's a contradiction of terms there, but here's the, I've got some recordings and some things to show, but here's the thing to keep in mind. Civilization has been around for maybe 100, 200,000 years, depending on what data you want to look at. And other than some very small outward tribes, modern, everything from basically the 1000, 1100s, so for the past millennia onward, is based on the backs of men. Men are the ones that have invented the vast, vast majority of things. Men are the ones that keep the vast majority of things running. The roof over your head, the air conditioning, the electricity, so on and so forth. And we're the ones that really don't make a big stink about how important we are and that we don't need to. Why? Because everything would literally fall apart without men. So all the women that are, oh, we don't even need men anymore. Those are the people that are writing on social media, sipping their hot latte, and everything is good. There is no stress in their lives. They have nothing to worry about. And it's kind of the same thing as if you've just eaten a big pasta dinner and you've had cake and ice cream and fine wine and your ribs are splitting. You've eaten so much and somebody comes up and says, hey, do you want a steak and water? And you're like, oh, that's the last thing I need. I could care less for steak and water. No way. I could never look at food again. Smash cut to them having not eaten for 3 weeks. They're out in the middle of the desert and they're extremely thirsty and on the verge of starving. And someone comes up and says, hey, do you want a steak and a cool glass of water? And they'd be like, oh, I'd do anything for that. That's kind of how men are regarded. When things are good, when we have the internet, we can sit in our air conditioning because the air conditioning tech came by and fixed something last year. And the people are out, whether it's mining or whether it's installing solar panels or inventing solar panels or running the electricity to the home, there are no worries. But as soon as that starts going south, that's when the women's tune would change. So with society today not appreciating men, it's one of the things, there's one thing that I do want to talk about that I think is very important. And I will say, I do appreciate all of you men. I do appreciate everything that you guys do, because without men, society would not run. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't appreciate women. But we had men that were doing nursing duties before we had women that did nursing duties. We had men, male surgeons. Men have done everything. And so I think the only thing that women really started was after a guy invented the computer, women were the first ones to use punch cards and run them into the computer because it was a kind of a secretary type task. And they called them computers. The women that did the task were the computers. So I'll give them that. And it's not to put down women. Women have many accomplishments, but it's not about that. It's about all the things that keep a society running are done by men. Whether it's the wood in your walls, the roof over your head, the air conditioning guy, the plumber, the electrician, the paver, the sanitation workers, the septic sewer workers, the lumberjacks, the oil rig drillers, the pipe fitters. I can go on and on and on and on and on. Those are all 96 or 97% plus male societies. So when I say we don't need to celebrate International Men's Day, we don't. When I say that the news and social media and women are talking bad about us and we're not trending on, who cares? Because I can tell you now, everything that I look at and just about everything that I touch and everything that makes my life better and more comfortable are done by men. And so, I don't stand out and say, hey, men, and I am doing that tonight. But when you don't see it out and you don't feel like you're getting the appreciation, it's like the person that's just eaten and gotten everything they want. They don't realize it. But when the bug hit last year, almost a year ago now, what is it, 9 months? When the bug hit, there were sure a lot of women that were starting to sniff around a little bit, being like, hey, would be nice to have a man around in case things go really bad, you know, for security and comfort and companionship. And any guys, we might be locked away for a while. Any guys want to come over and be my FWB, my friends with benefits, for the next few months since we can't go out. All of a sudden, there was a little sniffing around. And when the American military was talking about maybe drafting, adding women to the draft where they could be drafted for the military, all of a sudden it was, you know, girls were joking about this. They were showing pictures of like a 1960s housewife cleaning and vacuuming and cooking. And they're like, hey, I'm okay. Forget all this girl power stuff. I'm okay to be this woman. And they're joking, but the truth is they're not. Because if things really did get rough, guess who's the champions again? We men are. And as long as you can remember that, as long as you take that to heart and you really believe that for yourself, it doesn't matter what the media says. I want to go over some web pages here. All right. So we have from the United Nations today, and I'm only going to do a couple of these because I don't want to dwell on the bad stuff, but I see a lot of guys reacting to this and they're not happy about it. And my whole point is this is not the stuff you need to be concerned about. We're going to talk about that in a minute. They say Happy International Men's Day to all the male allies around the world who support women. So only the UN could take a day that's for men and make it about how we help women. Now, here's my point to this. Who cares? Does the United Nations, who's a bunch of appointees and politician-loved people, not liking and appreciating what you do, does it matter if they thank you or not? No, because guess what? They have, if all the electricians and all everybody stop working, everybody at the UN, I don't care if they're a guy or not, would not know how to handle it. They'd be sniffing around trying to get some help from some men that know how to build the world. Next, this was trending on Twitter, International Women's Day today, 7 million posts. International Giveaway, 136,000 posts. International Men's Day, 115,000 posts. So International Giveaway was about 15,000 more posts than International Men's Day. And International Women's Day had 7 million posts on International Men's Day. I found that humorous. Again, these are dweebs on social media. Who really cares? Life is good, so they don't have to think about it. I wanted to give a shout out to Dhruv Barmola. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Since Google, I know, hold on, fellas, this one's a shocker. Google didn't change their logo for International Men's Day, but they did for International Women's Day. A user went out and put up a International Men's Day logo. And I liked it. I thought it was very professionally done. Beautiful artwork, so I wanted to give him credit for that because I enjoyed it. And this, I think, would make a great Google post for the day. But again, does it really matter? No. Now, here's something else. Now, this is the point that this is what I actually wanted to talk about that I think is important. And this says, Happy International Men's Day. And it says, show men some love. And it's a picture of a man hard at work on his laptop. And on his shoulders is his father. And on his shoulders, on his father's shoulders is his mother. And then it goes up to his wife, and then to his two kids, and then to the dog, and then to the goldfish. And it said, it's time to recognize and honor the contributions and sacrifices that a man makes for his family and society. Do you notice something? When they do something for International Women's Day, they say, we want to congratulate and so, you know, give praise and for all the women that have done X, Y, Z, and for the women in this, and for the women that improve science, and for the women that are strong, for the women and for the women and for the women. Let me read this again to you. It's time to recognize the honor and honor the contributions and the sacrifices that a man makes for his family and society. They're not honoring the man. They're honoring the contributions and the sacrifices the man makes for his family and society. You see, they don't necessarily care about the man. They care about what he's contributed and what he's sacrificed for his family and society. Always remember that. You know, when you feel like you're on the outside and you're not being appreciated enough, understand they don't appreciate you. And I know this may bum you out a little bit. That's not my point. We're going to talk about more about that in a second. But that's not my point. They appreciate you for what you can do for others. What do you provide for other people? What do you give to other people? A woman doesn't say, you know what, I really desperately want a husband. Why? Because men are wonderful and I want them in my... No, it's usually like, well, it'd be nice to have somebody in my old age, or, you know, having a man you can rely upon, or I want a family, or... Again, we always want somebody for something. But for a lot of guys, and especially as you age a little bit, you'll see this when you get into the dating pools. It's if you're a 40-year-old dating in the 30s or the 40s, I can tell you this. It's not that I want a guy that's funny and he's interesting and a good partner. And no, most of the time it's like you need to have a good job. You need to be professional. You need to be attractive. It's all the things that you can bring into their lives. Well, that's how they see. Now, if they really, really cared about men, there would be something that everybody would be talking about today. And that's the bottom half of this graphic. International Men's Day. Now they say, well, this is why we should celebrate this today, because 76% of self-deletions, men taking themselves out, 70% of them are men, 3/4. 85% of homeless are men. 70% of being hurt by robbery or other acts are men. Now here's an interesting one. Remember, because all the laws always protect the women on this one, or the majority of the new laws specifically target guys. But it says 40% of bad things happening to a guy from his wife around the house. Yes, I can't say the other words that are in the middle of this. 40% of the harm that a man receives from a woman, his partner, in the house, well, they're from women. So 40% of the, that's just a little less than half, remember. 10% less than half, but we never hear about that, you see. Men are the majority of people that are directly affected by crime. Men on average serve 64% longer in prison. Men on average are 3.4 times more likely to be imprisoned than women when both committed the same crime. Some other things that you don't hear, that in the workforce, I think it's 96% of all fatal accidents on a workplace are men. Because men are doing the dangerous jobs. Men are on the power lines. Men are out in the bad weather. Men are the ones around construction sites. And there's more statistics on this, and I may end up doing a full video on it. But if they really cared, this is what they would be talking about. But that's not what they talk about. It's always, what can men provide? What do men do for society? So remember that when you're not being celebrated, when you're not getting the pat on the back, when people are not saying, we appreciate and thank you, men, thank you guys for being guys, and thank you for being strong and independent and supporting society, when they're not saying that to you, it's because men have made it really good to live right now. Now, women make it good too, but again, I'm talking about the vast majority of just buildings and physical, literal things that have been developed, designed, and made by man. Now, that's not saying that women haven't, but again, how quickly would society fall apart if men just said, that's it, I'm not going to be doing anything that requires anything. There's no gas, there's no oil, there's no cars, there's no metals. We go right back to the Dark Ages, literally. And it would happen so quickly because there are not enough women in those work fields to learn and then be able to teach other women how to do it. And interestingly enough, right now you look at a writer for the New York Times that likes to write men bad, sitting behind her air conditioning and her keyboard in her luxury condo in New York City. If she works for the New York Times and she says, men bad, and then she turns off her laptop that was designed and probably made in a overseas in some poor sweatshop. But as she writes that, she says, we don't need men. If men just got yeeted off the planet like that today, the power goes out, the water goes out, the sewage goes out, the trash collection goes out, the roads start deteriorating, there's a hole in the roof, there's no one around to fix that stuff. Her whole, you know, mode of complaining would be, oh, I wish we had men around. Now, does she really want the men? No, she might really hate men. But she'd really miss what the men provided. And that's the way society works. The sooner you realize that, the sooner I think that you can just realize, who cares what Google thinks of men? Who cares what the UN thinks of men? Who cares what some writer or people tweeting behind the comfort of their own homes and the air conditioning and the lap of luxury that men overwhelmingly have provided for them? Who cares what they think? Because they got a full belly. But the minute they get hungry and things start going bad, they're definitely going to want men, but they may not want men themselves, just what they provide. So always remember that. And that's not to bum you out. It's just understanding that's how society works. And when you understand your role in that, you can say, you know what? I'm going to do a job that I enjoy. Maybe it doesn't do a lot for society. Maybe it doesn't do a lot for people in general. But I will go on to say that if you want to do something for society, if you, you know, it doesn't mean you have to be a hermit and say, screw everybody and I don't want to deal with anybody anymore. If you do want to give back to society, here's a good example. This young man, this boy, had an older bike with no brakes. He wasn't able to stop, and so he slid and dented someone's car. A few days later, the car owner surprised the kid with a new bike. He had the money to do it. He understood it was dangerous that the young man might get hurt. His insurance, or maybe the dent, wasn't that bad. He said, you know, it's a car. It's a thing. But he may have changed this young man's... He may have saved this young man's life first by giving him a bike. When I used to live up in North Carolina, I often would go to Habitat for Humanity, and I would help build homes. They were for people less fortunate. Now, did I get anything out of it? No. Did it take a Sunday off that I may have been lounging around the house doing something? Yeah. But I was also able to give something to people that they might appreciate, that might better society, but in a real tangible way. Something that's meaningful, not just writing a $1,000 check that goes off to some donation, and then that donation place, out of the $16,000, say, or $1,600, whatever, uses 95% of it for these snobby salaries and their well-funded travel and advertising, and only 5% of it actually gets to somebody. Instead, do like this gentleman did and directly help a particular individual. You know, get on a call, you know, volunteer for being a call receiver, a call person for a hotline, so that if men are thinking of deleting themselves or hurting themselves, that you can be on the other end of that phone. Now, maybe you can't do it long because that can be kind of dark work. But if you save or help one person, if you go build a home, if you go donate your time, your effort, not only are you bypassing all the upper people that would take advantage of that, you're directly helping somebody. But number two, I guarantee you will feel better about yourself. That is how you help mankind. It's not sitting here worrying if you're being appreciated on the web. It's not going to happen. It's not sitting here worrying if Google's going to change their logo next year to appreciate men. They don't care. But it's okay that they don't care, because now you know that they don't care. And now you can stop providing and stop putting yourself out there trying to prove to everybody what a great guy you are. And instead, do something small. Do something simple. Help a neighbor that can't jumpstart their car. Anything. That'll make a real impact in the world. Not Google changing their logo for a day to make you feel better. And on top of that, stop complaining about it. If you want to really do something about it, talk about real men's issues. Don't just generically say, well, no one appreciates us and no one's posting and look at these, who cares? Because if you turned off your computer and you woke up today and did your thing, whatever that is, work, played a video game, went skateboarding, hiking, whatever, and you came back the next day after International Men's Day and turned on the computer, you might not have known it ever happened. Because it doesn't matter. Just like birthday celebrations. Oh, I didn't have a birthday for the last 14 years. I didn't have a party, so I'm not any older than I used to be. You're still older. You're still closer to death. It's going to happen. But just because someone's not there cheering you on and patting you on the back doesn't change your life. Your life is in your hands. Your happiness is in your hands. Your success is in your hands. Just remember that. All right, now it is to wrap things up. It is now time for our dating profile of the day. She says she's 31. She says, I let my friend write my bio because apparently she doesn't even care enough to spend the time writing her own words. She says, and of course I doubt that. She probably wrote it herself. She says, I have 3 children, 2 boys, and a little girl. I'm thinking she means the 3 children are 2 boys and a little girl, not she has 3 children and 2 boys and a little girl. I have my own house, my own car. I work in fashion retail. My ex would say I'm psycho. So what do we know so far? Well, she has 3 kids and her house and her car, but I wonder if she has her own house and her own car because she got that out of the divorce. I always wonder about that when I read things like this. I work in fashion retail. That means nothing. That means that she sells clothes. And my ex would say I'm crazy. Not a good start, but hey, let's see how it goes. Let's see what she has to say about herself, shall we? My ideal boyfriend would be someone... Grocery list time of demands. Let's see how it goes. My ideal boyfriend would be someone who's got a job, preferably one that pays well. I can understand you want them to work, but you notice this is priority number one, the first thing that came across her mind. My ideal boyfriend would be someone that has a good paying job, who doesn't have any friends. Can't have friends, fellas. She says, me and my family and friends are the only people you're allowed to talk to. Gee, that doesn't sound... I guess her boy ex is right. She's crazy. Doesn't sound demanding or anything, is it? One who doesn't like to go to the pub. So you can't go out for a cold, refreshing beer to watch football. Sorry. Will enjoy letting me rub my feet on them or would even tickle them. Okay, so there you go. When I wash my hair once a week, you'd offer to brush it and blow it dry for me. So she wants a manservant. Someone who's not an animal lover. So you can't like animals, apparently. You need to have a good pair of shoes and or trainers. So I guess you need to have sneakers. Not specifically a high bar to have, but kind of an odd one. You also need to smell nice. Don't expect me to pay for anything on a date. Do not take a wee in the shower. Okay. Some high standards. I know this is really weeding out the vast majority of humankind, but a little more about me. I'll make you laugh. Okay. My dog can make me laugh. A spider that jumps funny can make me laugh. Someone farting can make me laugh. Might need to raise your standards of what you bring to the table just by a little bit. I'm very honest and opinionated. That means that she'll tell you what she's thinking, and when she does, she's going to be about it. She's going to be a bee about it. I'm very honest and opinionated. Okay, I read that one. I can teach you to sing and dance. So can YouTube videos. I can cook. I just choose not to enjoy it. So if you can cook, that's perfect. I don't mind keeping the house clean and washing the pots. $500 says by the third time she's cleaning those pots, she'll complain that you're just a messy cooker and she's not going to do it anymore. $500, I'd bet that. She says, do people even have fun in the bedroom anymore once they've hit 30? Well, okay. I'm the best FBI agent, so I probably already know everything about you. Great, so you're a weirdo stalker. Me and your mom family will be best friends, and they'll always take my side. Wonderful. So she's going to lie about you and get the family to go against you. Well, there's our dating profile of the day. So there you go, guys. Anyone that's interested in a 31-year-old that seems relatively tan, that's all you, man. Good luck to you. Let me know how it turns out. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos. We'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. Remember, I love you guys, man. You guys are all kings. Don't ever tell anybody you're a king, because that's like the women saying I'm a queen. But you are a king. Man of your own domain, the ruler of your own castle. Don't let it change. Don't let it go any other way. And if no one else appreciates it, who cares? The only person that really needs to appreciate your life is you. Thank you.